light first and then pick it up.
I'm Johnny Athens, and this is a whole hour of variety here on 101.5 Indy. Indy 101.5, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Thank you for tuning in to another week of jazz, comedy, and so much more. It is a pleasure to be back here, a pleasure to spend some time with you and listen to some great music this hour and so much more, especially, you know, talking about the current events. Like, I'm not sure if you've heard, but a little movie called Minions, The Rise of Gru, came out on July 1st, last Friday, Canada Day, of course, a national holiday, so I'm sure everyone got the chance to go and see it. Well, in some theaters, if you've gone to your local theater and you've seen a sign on the door perhaps saying that if you're a group of young men wearing suits coming to see Minions Rise of Gru, you are not permitted entry. And that is part of this trend going on amongst young men called hashtag Gentle Minions, where these groups of guys will go to see Minions Rise of Gru, all wearing suits, all very dapper, polite guys, and they just go in large groups, watch the movie wearing a suit. Nothing really chaotic or special about it, but it is crazy how much attention it's gotten. Some people say that despite these despicable boys, or gentlemen rather, the money still grew. And in some theaters, though, there hasn't been any cases, at least from what I read across the news, in Canada, but I know in the UK some theaters were having issues of these guys not being so gentle-like, so perhaps they'll have to fight it out or something, I don't know. But even Universal Pictures, the guys who made the movie, paid homage to these suit-wearing shenanigans, and everyone showing up to Minions in suits. We see you and we love you. So that's so kind. The Universal Pictures Studio does that. And it's just, some people, I was reading a couple articles and they all kind of go into this idea of they're doing it for a certain reason. But I assure you that these guys just, it's just a joke. It's just funny to think that you're not in the target audience for this movie. You watch the first one came out, I was like the target audience. I'm no longer the target audience for Rise of Gru. But it's just funny to get a large group, and I'm talking large. You should search up Gentle Minions. You will see groups like hordes. Like one of them was like a full battalion of boys all wearing suits. Like that's half the theater right there, just going to watch the movie. And it's just for fun. It's just like, this is absurd. It's not normal. So that's why they do it. It's fun. And I even know actually a few group of guys that have done that just the other day. So if you go to the movie, you know, it's a professional atmosphere nowadays. Be sure to dress up. No sweatpants and movie pajamas or anymore. Okay, this is suits. This is professional stuff for the Minion movie. And at $125 million, this is earning itself an Independence Day weekend opening record. So there you go. It's all thanks to these guys that records are being broken, and the economy, even in this recession, is doing so strongly. In other words, the Maldives are working on developing a floating city. That's right. You heard right. It's just been greenlit for construction. It's supposed to have 5,000 housing units linked together and tethered to the floor of a 500-acre lagoon. So they'll kind of just be floating there like your dock at your cottage, right? And it's designed to preserve and enhance, they say, its natural and cultural ecosystem. No doubt in response to, of course, global warming and the stark reality of rising sea levels. But it's interesting to see, like, the images look really neat. Of course, they're all concept. It hasn't started. It's only been greenlit for construction. A similar attempt was made in Dubai a few years ago, and that never worked out. The homes are just there, vacant, and somewhat abandoned. But we'll see. Maybe the Maldives is more of a popular, I believe, travel destination. They have like 300 million visitors a year across the year because the climate's so nice. So we'll see what happens. That does sound interesting. Something to look out for. Floating city. If you're by any water and you happen to see a city sailing by, let us know. Evidently, things didn't go well if that's the case. But something did go very well for a very young man, and that is, well, a few young men, actually, in downtown well, it looks like from the video, Uptown Toronto, Adam Sandler found a few boys and joined in on a pickup game of basketball. So there you go. Apparently the man is somewhat known for randomly appearing in Toronto. I'm not sure about the basketball part, although I believe so too. So there you go. If you see him, he might be there. You can play some basketball with him, or maybe Jenga, or something he hasn't done today already. You know, spice it up for him. But there is another young gentleman I want to introduce tonight, and that is Julius Rodriguez. He just released his debut album, Let Sound Tell All, on June 10th, part of Verve Records. And it is a great album. It's a very fresh. It's described as a cosmic jazz saga across the album. So it's really interesting. He's got a lot of different feelings and emotions in there. This 23-year-old magician is definitely stirring a cauldron of gospel, jazz, classical, R&B, hip-hop, and so much more. A lot of experimenting. You can tell he's fresh. You can tell he doesn't want to do what's already been done. And I really respect that in an artist. So without further ado, I'm going to play a single from the album called All I Do. It is, of course, a cover of Stevie Wonder's classic, but it also references a 1966 version by Tammy Terrell. So there we have it. This will be Julius Rodriguez making his debut on Indie 101.5.
All I about you, baby. Thinking, baby, about you, baby. Thinking, baby, about you, baby. Thinking, baby, about you, baby.
Indy 101.5. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. That was the Modern Jazz Quartet with Midsummer. Prior to that, we had Julius Rodriguez with a new single from his new album, All I Do. Very good stuff. I highly recommend checking him out. You can find him on all the usual social media platforms. Just search up Julius Rodriguez, and the music will soon follow, of course. So today we also have another new artist. We have a lot of things, actually, for today's show. We have some comedy coming up. I know we have a special segment being brought back as Curious Covers. It's been a while since we've had one of those, so we figure it's due time for that. But right now, let's talk about Deb Rasmussen, who also has a debut album coming out. One that she has been working on since 2019, called Unspoken. It first started to take shape just a few months prior to COVID-19 starting up, but then, of course, that kind of caused a halt on all things. But in the free time of COVID and isolation, Deb was able to work towards getting an album together, kind of doing some more work on, she didn't let the pandemic stop her, which is really inspiring, because this is a great piece of work that she's put out, along with Jeremy Coates, John Day, and Robin Tufts. They make a great quartet, and it's really traditional, but also fresh. It's different. It's her attempt at not only singing, but songwriting, especially. So she decided to reach out to the gang and get a little group together, set up a USB mic, Dropbox, and an email, and then they got to work. And over a year and a half, they got the repertoire, and now it's an album out there. She considers it a musical and emotional journey that explores the aspects of love that are often left unspoken. How sweet. She's a great vocalist from Calgary. Deb Rasmussen here. We'll have Frank Sinatra in a little bit, Peter Kogan, and so much more coming up this hour on Indy 101.5.
Once I laughed when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire. Uneasy in my easy chair, it never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself. Thank you.
Suddenly, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. How it blinds.
Thank you.
Curious Covers. Taking a look at some of the best-known, hottest jazz hits sung by the least likely of artists. Here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, of course. This is Curious Covers. That's right, the segment is back after quite a hiatus, and we're taking a bit of a spin on it. Typically, the point of the segment is that it's a jazz song sung by a not typically jazz musician, or performed, doesn't have to be sung. But we've had Neil Young on here before, David Bowie. But today is a bit of a spin. The song is by a rock artist, and it is performed, covered, by a jazz musician. And that's not particularly uncommon. Jazz players will cover anything they can get their hands on, and just because they can. But I thought this one was really interesting, because the song is by George Harrison, called Isn't It a Pity? And I just thought, this is a pretty linear song. It's a really good song. I would say one of my favorite tracks from his triple album, All Things Must Pass, which he released in 1970. But it's just so linear. It's so tight. It's so good. I wasn't really sure how much you could really do from a jazz standpoint. And then I find out it's covered by none other than Nina Simone. How do you get these two? They're not even opposites. It's almost like they're similar. So it's like, how do you get them together? And then how do you create something so majestic? Because with George Harrison's, you know, transcendental writing, he's such a wordsmith, combined with Nina Simone's creativity, her nuance on the piano, and her vocal ability is just so far out. It's incredible that these two things could come together. So I thought, no doubt we have to put this on the show. So for a little background about the song itself, Isn't It a Pity, George Harrison actually came up with it in 1966 for the Revolver album of the Beatles, but it continually got shut down album after album, and then he finally released it in 1970 on his first single album. Well, a triple album, but by himself, solo album. And then a couple years later, 1972, Nina Simone, I guess she found it somewhere, picked it up, recorded it, did her cover, and it's a great tune. I'm excited to share it here. And it even went on, in his autobiography, George Harrison says that he was even influenced by Nina Simone's cover, and he used her treatment of that song when he came to record his new song, The Answer's at the End, in 1975. I think that might be part of Extra Texture. I'm not too sure. Or Dark Horse. Anyways, it's a great album. It's a great song. Without further ado, on Indie 115, here's Nina Simone, George Harrison, Isn't It a Pity?
Talking about yet, but I'm gonna tell you soon. It's a pity. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Yes, how we break each other's heart and cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back
forgetting to remember. Just forgetting a note of thank you, isn't it a pity? Some things take so long. But how do I explain? When not too many people can see that we all just the same. We're all guilty because of all their tears. Our eyes just can't hope to see, though I don't think it's applicable to me, the beauty that surrounds them. Child, isn't it a pity? How we break each other's hearts. Cause each other pain. How we take each other's love, the most precious thing, without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back. Forgetting to keep open our door. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long. But how do I explain? Isn't it a pity? We're not too see, we're all the same, because we've cried so much. Our eyes can't hope to see. It's not quite true, the beauty that surrounds them. Maybe that's why we cry. God, it's a pity. Lord knows it's a pity. Mankind has been so programmed that they don't care about nothing that has to do with care. C-A-R-E. How we take each other's love, the most precious thing, without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back. To keep open the door. But I understand some things take so long. But how do I explain? Why not too many people can see we're just the same, and because of all their tears, their eyes can't hope to see the beauty that surrounds them. God, isn't it a pity? The beauty that surrounds them. So unnecessary. Just a little time, a little care, a little note written in the air. Just the little thank you. We just forget to give back, 'cause we're moving too fast. Moving too fast. Forgetting to give back. But some things take so long, and I cannot explain. The beauty that surrounds us, and we don't see it. We think things are just the same. We've been programmed that way. Isn't it a pity? If you want to feel sorry, isn't it a pity? Isn't it a set the beauty that surrounds us because of all our tears our eyes can't hope to see. But maybe one day at least I'll see me and just concentrate on giving, giving, giving. Don't stand a chance. Don't know nothing about romance. Everything is plastic. Isn't it a pity?
Indie 115. Was that not one of the most powerful songs you've heard recently? It's absolutely phenomenal. Really great work between both Nina Simone and George Harrison. I'd say both of those people are at the top of their game with this same song. So it's really incredible. It's just phenomenal. That's why we do what we do over here. That's why musicians do what they do, and they're so great. Well, that wraps up the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for this week. And I thank you so much for tuning in. And if, to those who maybe didn't, well, it's the thought that counts. You can follow us on Instagram at johnny.athens or reach us on Facebook at Johnny Athens Entertainment. Always posting updates and just great to reach out. Love talking with everybody. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Right now, it's 22 degrees outside, a little cloudy, but it will be a bit nicer over the weekend. Clear skies, and it's not really getting bad. It's been very nice recently with the weather. But yeah, that's all for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to Indie 101.5. Take care, good night, and goodbye.